Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mara. Fergal Harrington has joined us in studio again from Intro Matchmaking. To be honest, Fergal, I'm surprised that you came in because I give you such a slagging when you walk in the door, don't I? You get nothing but abuse in this
nothing
room.
Nothing but abuse. I don't know how I still cope.
So we want to talk today about confidence when it comes to dating, because this is such a major thing for people. They feel like they're not good enough, they don't look good enough, yeah, they're not skinny enough, they're not whatever, to go dating. And maybe if they go on the date, they'll have nothing impressive to say to the other person. And yet, some other people, which we see on the telly all the time, for example, on that dating show, Marriage at First, is that what it's called? I always mix that up with Love is Blind. Marriage at First Sight, yeah. In particular, the Australian one everyone's talking about at the moment.
Oh my God.
Because Saoirse Ronan did a post on Instagram and she's like, guys, her guilty pleasure, she can't stop watching it. There's a guy on there and he's absolutely mad about himself and really
shouldn't be.
but he has the confidence.
Yeah, and I often think that the confidence that some people portray is genuine in some ways and totally fake in others. And I think a lot of the time it's bravado and it's deep-rooted insecurity camouflaged as confidence. But the absolute abuse that they give other people is just shocking. And it sort of brings us back to sort of online dating and what people say and what people do and what people portray about themselves. They put a photograph up that might be 10 or 15 years younger when they were in the prime of their life and their best
shape. That's my WhatsApp photo, by the way.
Yeah. And we all do it.
Age 22.
Yeah. We all do it, and that's fair enough. Online dating, I think it just makes people surface level very judgmental, and then they don't give themselves an opportunity to actually declare who they really are. Yeah. And that's why Married at First Sight, hello?
So this couple who were on Married at First Sight, she was lovely, and this is all done in a similar way that you would matchmake in intros. They're matched together based on their lives, their personality traits, lots of things that would make them compatible. Your man is at the altar, and what is it that he wanted?
Smaller, skinnier, hotter. That's not my type. That's totally not what I go for. It's like, whoa. Like the stuff he came out with. And I hear that on the phone on a daily basis. Like, we need people to stop being so ridiculously materialistic and superficial and pinpointing one specific thing that they need and know what they bring to the table. Your man was no oil painting.
Someone described him as being like a bag of spuds.
Bag of spuds. Exactly.
To be exact, a bag of spuds with a smashed tomato as a face.
A smashed tomato. Yeah, that's accurate, I would say. Not to be judgmental on the poor guy, but still, if he wasn't so offensive and so horrible, then he wouldn't be so ugly. His ugliness was his horrible nature and his abuse that he gave that woman who he just married.
I think, you know, low confidence can be massive, particularly for people around the late 30s, 40s age group. Because when we would have been growing up, it was all about the Kate Moss waif-like. Yeah. You had to look like that. You had to be super skinny. You had to look like Rachel out of Friends. Mm-hmm. But it's changed a little bit in the last few years.
It has. And people are just much more body positive and people are happy whatever size or shape they are. And they're embracing that, which is great to see. And some will then say, well, it's overcorrected. And, you know, people are saying, well, you shouldn't promote the fact that it's better and healthier in the mind to be as big as you want to be. You literally can't please everyone
at
any stage.
But it shouldn't stop you from dating.
Exactly. This is the thing. There is someone. I know it's very cliche to say there's someone for everyone, but there really actually is. And once you are yourself and once you own being yourself and you stop trying to camouflage it, you stop trying to fake it, you will get more and more success the more you are yourself.
Fergal Harrington there from Intro Matchmaking, back for more slaggins in a couple of weeks time.
All
it's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.